Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, emotle, Africa, omhle, the beautiful African. Good day, good evening, dumela, thobela, molweni, ashe, hotep, sava, assalamu alaikum. Africa, we are talking as a son of the soil, talking to the African family, to sons and daughters of the soil. Talking to you, my Africa, the sovereign voter. We insist, unlike other people who call other Africans names, we are not talking to counter-revolutionaries. You are not talking to reactionaries or any such persons. Whatever others call you, the Ma Africa program is talking to all sons and daughters of the soil. Ma Africa, we are a family. We are a family. And as Pan-Africanists, the pillar of our policy, or what we stand for, is a social system that is democratic in form, socialistic in content, and Pan-African in scope. Now, I'm quoting here what was written by one of the veterans from Africa, Dan Mdluli. Well, next time I will ask him what is his indigenous name. Never asked him. I always call him Dan Mdluli, one of the most prolific, proficient, disciplined, I mean, you talk about high morale, high discipline, one of the pillars of the Pan-African Congress. In fact, founding member, spent years in jail and in exile, prosecuting or leading the struggle in Africa. We have to honor those amongst us who have distinguished themselves as the Africanist liberators. So, in Africa, we are talking about the social system that is democratic in form, socialistic in content, and Pan-African in scope. And the other major pillar of Africa, the building block, is that we are pursuing an Africanist socialist democracy, meaning a social order that's fundamentally democratic in form, socialist in content, and Africanist in orientation. I mean, those are the principles laid by the founding father of the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, Mangalisa Robert Sobukwe. And he went on further to say that as Africanists, we reject totalitarianism in any form. Endorsing the views of the African leaders, We are for a planned state economy, of which this message in 1959, it turns out, countries that has followed the planned economy, looking at the People's Republic of China, have outstripped in industrial development those that follow the path of private enterprise. So, in Africa, we do as Africanists accept, follow the planned economy, state economy, and most important, fundamentally, according to the principles laid down by Mangalisa Robert Sobukwe, we accept as policy the equitable distribution. Redistribution of the wealth, aiming as far as concerned to equality of income, which is the only basis on which the slogan of equal opportunities can be founded, and borrowing the best from the East and the best from the West, we nonetheless retain and maintain our distinctive personality. That is the distinctive African personality, and we refuse to be satraps or stooges of either power block. This is very critical, Mafika. We refuse to be satraps or stooges of either power bloc, meaning the East or the West. And we've got our folks, Mafika, yes, 21 years after the first vote. We've been like a feather, Mafika, floating. The country has been floating, built on sand, don't have a strong, in fact, opportunistic to the greatest extent. So there is no foundation, Africa. And according to Africanists, land is supreme, Africa. According to the Africanist policy, land is supreme. Without land, you got no national sovereignty, no economic sovereignty, no self-reliance, no independence, Africa, especially economic independence, Africa. The market will dictate on you. The market will dictate on your economy, just as we have seen recently in Africa. In fact, you are occupied and still colonized and ruled by others. And 21 years down the drain, Africa, the black vote, we are ruled by others, effectively. They say that if you abandon your principles, core principles, therefore you end up floating, you end up nowhere. And that's exactly what is happening in the country. Mafika, there has been a major development with regard to the nuclear build program, which is said to cost 1.4 trillion rands, estimated. Now, there's been a back and forth, in fact, with the firing of the Minister of Finance. Was it a firing or was it a shuffling? But the way it looked is to many pundits and even some of the senior members of the governing party, the man was fired. So, Africa, after the hullabaloo, the humdrum and the government has come out with a statement, Department of Energy. After, in fact, it informed the public, the nation, that it came out to the nation that the government has adopted. He has decided to go ahead with the nuclear build program for the 9,600 megawatts, which is estimated to cost 1.4 trillion rand. Now, statement by the Department of Energy that was issued Saturday, the 26th December, quote, Mafika, the energy minister had decided to release the old gazette because of the termination on nuclear energy signed in 2013 had remained unchanged. That is, the determination on the nuclear energy signed in 2013 had remained unchanged. Now, government has had a program where a mixed energy program where you include nuclear, solar, coal, fossils, gas. So the problem has been the cost of the nuclear is prohibitive in terms of the current economic stagnation, the current economic collapse, because we've had a jobless growth economy. And as been estimated, the GDP, that is the gross domestic product, is estimated at the, in terms of growth of the industries, estimated as 1 to 1.2% for the current year, 2015 and 2016. So the issue, the nuclear, it's a contentious issue in Africa in terms of the environmental impact, in terms of the environmental danger, our scientific capacity to run it. You call it 9 yards. It's one of the most contentious. Now, the question is, if according to the press statement, cabinet supports the nuclear build program, pending, cabinet supports the nuclear build program pending the funding model that is approving the funding model. That is granted, Africa. And the old cabinet decision, the issue of the Gazette, was dated 11 November 2013. Now, if the determination on nuclear energy that was signed then had remained unchanged, why am Africa on December 9, 2 hours after the cabinet met, supposedly approving the nuclear program, why did the president fire or replace or remove the city minister of finance? City Minister of Finance and Treasury, who is reported. Now, the particular minister has been, in fact, somewhat refused to go ahead with the nuclear program in Dorset because he said it's unaffordable. Until it is affordable, then he would consider it. But he stood firm. Now, 2 hours after that meeting, he got fired or removed. So, is that a determination that nothing has changed? So, the old minister, as we say, that signed the Gazette on 11 November 2013, and he tweeted, Mafrika, my term of duty as the Minister of Energy was from 10th January 2013 to 25th May 2014. And I note the Government Gazette on 21st December 2015. It was not discussed with me. So if one may ask, Mafrika, where is the People's Parliament? And your own community parliament representative, you as the sovereign voter, have the right to have an as former minister, particularly for the former minister, to ask why cabinet did not discuss with you before using your own signature. Parliament is the one to represent you, former minister. And in a policy paper published sometime this year by the ANC, it called for full, transparent, and thorough cost-benefit analysis of the nuclear power. The document urged the government to consider using more hydropower and electricity generated from gas. Does it matter, Africa, to the ANC governing party if the president contradicts and defies the governing party adopted policy? Does it matter? The new determination, new determination, Africa, we've had since recently the nuclear meltdown in Japan. That's a new determination. And we've had in the past Chernobyl, or the burning up of the nuclear plant in Chernobyl, which was devastating, never recovered, Africa. And the nuclear build program, it costs 7 times more than adopting the clean coal technology. So, and also, Africa, we've discovered abundant gas deposits in Mozambique, Southern Africa. So, Africa, we might have to cut the, as I was saying, that there are other new determinations. For example, the gas discovery of gas deposits, all right? And we can also expand water catchment basins in Southern Africa to feed the hydroelectricity, because that's what the ANC policy is talking about. And also you have sea salt water conversion. We can convert sea water into clean water using the current technology to feed electricity. And other major powers from Africa, the Germans, are doing away with nuclear power. And the other determining factor in Africa is the debt ratio today is 45% of the GDP. Now, the minister had indicated that he will never increase the debt ratio above 45% of the GDP. And that's where it is, my African. And the 1.4 trillion rands nuclear bill to increase, it may increase the debt ratio to close than 65%, which is unsustainable. So, Africa, these are the new determinations, these determinants. And as you speak, Africa, the current rate, the current debt interest payment is 3% of the GDP. And once it reaches 5%, Africa, it becomes unsustainable. And as you said that, Africa, we're looking at 1.2% growth to 1%, 1% to 1.2% growth, 2% of the economy, projected GDP growth, which is not sufficient, Africa. Among other determinants, you have a public wage bill outstanding for 2014, for 64 billion rands. So, Africa, you will have to cut down, you can't increase taxes. You have to cut down on expenditure. And will that be done, Africa? And our own community determination, 21 years after the black government, children are still falling into toilet pits. They die in toilet pits. Okay? Certain communities don't have clean water, and they still drinking water with animals. They take water from the river and the dams, and they share it with animals. And we have the national insurance project, the national health insurance policy that was recently adopted, it still has to be funded. Estimated that by 2017-2018, it will be 178 billion. So, Africa, you can't say that there are no two new determinants, especially when it comes to the funding and the feeding of the individual in Africa, your health, your shelter. Too many people are still homeless. Of course, the industrial base in terms of creation, job creation, has to grow. So, for the nuclear bill program to go ahead, cabinet is saying that they have to determine or approve the funding model, which may be important in Africa. And it can only be done after the Energy Security Cabinet Subcommittee recommends the funding model, that is, recommends the funding model to Cabinet, and Cabinet accepts it. Only then can the project, the program continue. But Mafrika, the Cabinet cannot be trusted. I mean, even the current Minister of Sports publicly complained he heard, before he got appointed, the Gupta family told him, or he must have heard from them about his pending appointment to cabinet. And he complained, Mafrika, publicly, that why should a family that is not South African by birth tell him that he's about to be appointed to a cabinet position before he actually knew or was officially informed? As you had indicated, Mafrika, not to be tribal, but the Gupta family originally from India. How could that happen, Mafrika? Government allowed this kleptocracy, family crazy, almost take over the country. So we are confronting this is a family problem. We, the family, has to solve it. There's no other way. And for instance, now, we don't have our sovereignty. We don't have our independence. We can talk. We talk in corners. We can, even with regard to the adoption of the nuclear bill program, the 1.4 trillion, already non-profit organizations, NGOs from Africa, they stand ready to go challenge you in court. Now, if NGOs can go to court, what about you, Mafrika? They projected 1.4 trillion rands. It's your money. That's the money that you're going to spend. That your children, you, your children, the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, will have to pay it back. Mafrika, this is your government. This is your own government money. That is why you vote the political party to run and manage the government. You vote the political party to run and manage the government. And the money government prints and manages on your behalf. It is your money, Mafrika. You are the one who pays the president. You pay the parliamentarians. You pay the premiers, the mayors, the councillors. You pay the judges. You pay the police. You pay the soldiers, whoever. That is why, Mafrika, every 5 years, Mafrika, you go and vote in the national elections to choose the political party you think is best able to run and manage the government on your behalf. If the party fails to deliver, you can vote it out and vote another party in. Mafrika, we repeat, this is your own government. You have the right to demand at this stage the people's government. Remove the party government, Mafrika. You should demand the people's government and have the people's legislature. We seem to repeat this, Mafrika, but this is very critical. As we know, Mafrika, we pointed out, we repeat again, we have the executive, the president. The president has the power to choose his own cabinet. He can choose whoever he wants to choose, so long as it is according to the Constitution, all right? But you have the legislature, Mafrika. The legislature belongs to the people. It is autonomous to the people, Mafrika. And the question is, what business do cabinet members sit and vote in parliament? Why? Why? They have the executive that is exclusive and autonomous from the legislature. As you say that, they belong to the executive, therefore have no business in parliament. And we insist again, Mafrika, communities must elect own parliamentarians. And it is to our collective security, even those that have been appointed to parliament. We say, step down. Vote to amend the constitution, Mafrika, and go back to communities so that if you stand up, you stand up, you can represent your party. We don't say we can't represent your party, but get the mandate from the people. And parliament should retain the autonomy to vote the national budget. You cannot have the budget voted by. That's why we have a problem, because cabinet votes the budget by itself. That's why you get infiltrated. It's a major national security, a threat to our national security, Mafrika. That's why we're almost running in debt. You know, our money has been spent, the national money has been spent like Christmas. It never ends. Even your money, you don't spend it like that way. So, Mafrika, parliament has to vote and approve sovereign guarantees, especially for the state-owned enterprises. That's key, Mafrika. And parliament is the one to investigate corruption. Parliament is the one to investigate corruption, Mafrika. Any and all state-funded entities, parliament should retain oversight over them. Mafrika, the Minister of Finance and National Treasury operates at the mercy of the president. All right. The president can hire or fire him or her anytime. You won't have to say anything. He has a prerogative to do that. And we've heard it, Mafrika, the current minister, the new one that was appointed, his promises that government will exercise disciplined budget expenditures in the case of the 1.4 trillion nuclear bill program. All right? And it will proceed with the formal procurement process only if that is affordable. Yes, affordable. Yes, it will. They can say that. But what if the president gets rid of him tomorrow? He says, no, I don't want you no more. So only the people's legislature has the autonomous. It is autonomous, it is sovereign to impose affordable and stringent budget expenditures for whatever. I mean if the current finance minister, he pointedly said that, I quote, it's time that individuals stop playing with the state-owned enterprises, that is the state-owned enterprise, as if it's a personal toy when you want to extract money when you feel like it. These are public institutions. Yeah, that's a good statement, Mafrika, but it's not sufficient. There's no counterbalances. There are no counterchecks. The only countercheck is an autonomous, independent legislature. The people's legislature, not the party legislature. We don't want appointed party apparatchiks in parliament. The parliament belongs to the people. Let's fight for that. That's what we can fight for at the minimum, Africa. And the clarion call, Africa, to all my Africa, all political parties, is amend the constitution. Let's amend the constitution. All parliamentarians must be elected by communities and come back with a mandate to parliament. It can be done in January. That is the quickest thing, Africa, so that we get the process of aligning and consolidating the gains of the liberation struggle. It is not a party thing. It is not an individual thing. It is not a functional thing. And already the factions are running the country. And then, Africa, you have the judiciary. The judiciary, the executive alone cannot, the president alone cannot appoint the judiciary. Parliament should be the counterbalance. You should vote and endorse the justices, Africa, we've had and golden handshakes being paid to heads of judicial departments, the national prosecuting authority, the head. Almost how much, Africa, was it? $17 million? 17 million rands for what? Because he was a threat to the executive. He was a threat to you. So let's stop this right now, Africa. Let's just stop it. Let's just get push to elect, to amend the constitution, put in place. Let the parliamentarians go to communities and come back and get the proper mandate to represent the people. Don't claim you represent the people when, in fact, we know you are representing the party. The Inkandla issue is an example, Mafrika. So we are saying that, Mafrika, parliaments must vote and endorse the justices, the appointment and firing of the national prosecutor, the appointment and firing of the head of the Hawks, that is the Directorate of Special Investigations, head of the Special Investigating Unit, that's SIU. The president has no business telling them to go investigate what and what and what. Let them be independent. If anything, they will have to be under. They will have to be washed over. That the parliament has to have oversight over these investigative bodies, not the president only. No, it does not work, Africa. So you are the one to secure our individual and collective security, Africa, because if the public purse, public fiscus, if the government money is used and abused, who's going to pay the debt? Who is responsible for paying that? You, the children, grandchildren. We cannot leave a heritage of debt to future generations. And also the worst thing is to be ruled by a family from outside. Isolated from Africa, Fatsalarona, Sangulashu, the land is ours. Thanks a lot for the privilege of talking to you, Mafrika, and the privilege of listening. Thank you.